The numbers were driven by 12,500 jobs lost in the private sector. Labor economist Laura Dresser is the associate director of the Center on Wisconsin Strategy.
You know, last month we had a good month in terms of private sector job gains. We wiped it all out this month.
The private sector job losses were partially offset by an increase of roughly 4,300 public sector jobs. The state's unemployment rate also ticked up from 7.6% to 7.8%, marking the third straight month it increased. Dresser says the increase can be due to a couple of factors.
Partly, when we get a lot of job growth, people may come into the labor force, and that may drive up unemployment. But partly what we're seeing is just how weak the job growth in this economy is and how many people are still looking for work. More than 200,000 people in this state still looking for work.
For the entire year, Wisconsin has added roughly 30,000 jobs, which Dresser calls pretty weak growth. David Ward, CEO of the Wisconsin-based North Star Economics, says the jump in jobs this June, followed by the loss of jobs in July, is a trend that could repeat itself, given the volatility of the national economy.
I think it's a mistake for anybody to draw any conclusion on one month's numbers one way or the other, whether they're up or they're down.
Governor Scott Walker's administration attributed July's job losses to national trends, saying Wisconsin was not immune to the economic slowdown. That's in stark contrast to last month, when the governor attributed positive jobs numbers to his own policies. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.